well, here we are, episode number 11. We just passed 10 with Monty Rand,
oh,
and
wow.
Now we have our special monthly guest, my dear wife, Stephanie Henry.
Dear wife.
And so, yeah, so we figured today we would talk a little about some of the things that we're dealing with right now, and that happens to be raising two teenagers. We have a teenage daughter who's 14 and a...
Almost 15.
And a teenage son who is 17.
Yeah.
And that is something that's causing heartburn for both of us, more so for my wife, Stephanie, but...
I don't think that's true.
Just kidding. It's no, I it stresses me out too. It bothers me.
I think it stresses you out more than me.
Bull crap.
It does. You're like, oh, this morning
it's
you got
a competition.
All like, I know, I'm just saying this morning you got all like,
you're more
like,
than me.
You were like all ornery about, oh, what did I say? Oh, the kids' sleepovers and stuff. And you're like, I mean, we just like every single time I wake up, there's like so many kids here and I don't know what to do. And
no, that's, what's one of your traits that the 20 viewers are going to understand over time is that you exaggerate. You exaggerate and you make the story come out so that you look way better than me.
I don't think so. I mean,
but,
I think
no. On a serious note, like I think everybody knows that we, you know, we're advocates for marriage counseling, for therapy. I think it's a great, you know, it's a great way to kind of have someone that once you find someone that you really get along with and feel is fair and impartial, if you will.
Yeah. It's like an
outside. A great way to maybe just double check a few things that maybe if you're up against, you know, a brick wall or you haven't quite found your own solutions. Because again, I always say, like, if you are living in a problem and you're the people that created the problem and you're trying to find a solution in that same atmosphere, you can't. Because if you could, you'd already solve the problem. So you have to go outside that atmosphere to find solutions to that problem, because the same problem that your brain created cannot solve it.
And so we created our children.
No.
Well, that's our problem.
No, well, some managing teenagers and figuring out whether, you know, when to discipline, when not to, what to do, how to kind of oversee that. And in the case that we're dealing with now, it's like, you know, it's just trying to figure out, like, what is that right mix? And, there's like relationships happening and there's breakups and there's the emotions that are involved with that. And it certainly takes you back. It takes you back to when you were a teenager, when I was a teenager. And those are not really, I mean, tell me a little bit about your teenage years, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't think that's really appropriate for this show, is it?
Aren't we supposed to contrast? I don't know.
Well, I suppose. Like, I mean, I guess we didn't really. I mean, we were paid attention to, of course, but I think that, and my mom will probably listen to this and say it's not true, but I think we got a lot past them. Like, they thought that they were, like, on it, but we were pretty sneaky.
Okay.
Well,
When you say we, are you the middle child?
My sisters weren't. I was sneaky.
Okay, so the first born was good, and
yeah,
you were
she was
not
good.
So good, and the last born was good?
Yeah. Pretty much.
That sounds a little biased.
So I think I was sneaky and just got into some more trouble.
Okay.
Than the other sisters did.
Yeah.
So these kids, I mean, we know all their tricks.
Well,
I think.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, I'm sure there's new tricks out there, but
it's a different time.
And I don't think that they're really up to that much stuff, really. I mean, I think that they've gotten into a little bit of trouble, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, and honestly, I feel like that's kind of the stuff that I feel like you're a little bit naive about personally. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there, but I feel like it's like, you know, I think we've talked about the Jacob thing and like whether to have stuff in his room or not. And
oh, yeah, that stuff.
You know, it's like, should he have access to that? Or, you know, now we have, I finally got this, like, Preston's the only one who's getting the bulk disciplinary actions.
Oh, actually, gosh, I love 11-year-olds. They're so great.
Yeah,
they're
I mean,
so
comparatively,
relaxed.
They're pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's so
well,
easy.
He holds your hand still and he cuddles with you.
I know, it's great. I'm like, oh, this is so easy.
So it's like, Yeah, so it's like a long day of dealing with teenagers. And then finally, it's like, oh, man, let's just relax on the couch with a glass of wine. And then, you know, you can maybe you can, maybe I'll rub your feet or something. And then all of a sudden, Preston sneaks up and he's 11. And he all of a sudden, old Preston, come on up and cuddle. And then I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll go make myself some popcorn.
Well, I think our weekends now are turning into our weekends really can't be weekends anymore.
So, I mean, I guess it's interesting, but for me, I have concerns about, you know, a 14-year-old girl. I have concerns about my 17-year-old boy. I mean, I want Ella to be able to be brave and say what she needs to. I mean, there's going to be exposure to all kinds of things, regardless. And then I want my son, who's 17, to be able to respect and honor, you know, the interactions that he has with a woman or with mm-hmm. a young lady.
Yeah, and just their friends in general. I mean, you don't want them to be assholes.
Well, no, of course not. But I think as they start to interact with, we hope that some of the things that we try and do is treat each other with respect and make sure. But again, when you go back to that age, you're like, well, I wasn't even thinking about girls or like even when I, if I had a girlfriend, it wasn't like I was mean to them, but I was probably pretty selfish, right?
Yeah.
I think it's like,
that's the age. Teenagers are selfish. I mean, I think that's...
Yeah.
They they're invincible. They're selfish. Nothing's ever going to happen to them. And that's why they do dumb stuff.
Yeah.
And because their brains aren't quite developed yet to say, right. Ooh, Jesus, this is a bad decision. They don't really know.
But how do you negotiate with that? Which is kind of like part of the problem. Because it's like when you're having discussions, it's like...
You don't even know how to parent a teenager. Yeah, right. You've never done it before. How can you even tell me?
It's like,
well, kind of good point, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, you guys don't know what you're doing. You guys don't know how to parent teenagers. I was thinking about that. I was like, no, it's true, but who are you to say?
Yeah, exactly.
But you can't even get out of bed in the morning. I mean, you know what I mean?
It's like, yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I mean, yeah. People get through it. Oh, I was talking to somebody the other day, and their kids are in their late 20s, and like one's a pharmacist. I said, oh, wow, you made it. And they're like, yeah. And I said, these teenage years aren't very fun.
Right.
And he said, no, they're not. He said, but, you know, now we're here. And I look back and I'm like, wow. I'm like, yeah, good for you.
Well,
you did
it. Because I think that's actually true. And I feel like it's sometimes you get lost in it and you're like, you want to like discipline the crap out of them and take everything and like lock them in their rooms. And then you realize you can't do that. And then, you know, then you hear the stories about people that have gotten through that stage and they say, okay, now hey, we're going to a concert tonight and I invited my two daughters that are like mid-20s and they're all going to join us and it's going to be like, and we have great relationships. And you think about that and you say, geez, that's where I want to be at that point. And you hope that there is a level of relationship with your kids at that point. But it is hard thinking now when they don't talk to you. They're like, you literally, like, we are the anti... We're the anti-social
club,
basically, or we're like the anti-social club, yeah, whatever. but you know, like they don't want, which is normal, I feel. But you kind of take it personally a little bit.
Well, I was just actually thinking about something now that you're saying this as I'm listening to you. I don't think it's about the punishment. I mean, that they don't like you or dislike you. I think that they need to be punished sometimes, or not necessarily punished isn't the word. It's given rules. They need the rules. But if you have a relationship with them, that you're fair with them and just around the house, you've got a pretty, you know, you're easygoing and you've got a decent relationship with them. I think that that's the key to being, you know, having a relationship when they're older. Not, you know, what you discipline them and how you punish them and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't know if I said that or if you're misreading that,
but I don't think I was saying that you need to.
No, I mean, I think they need rules.
The crap out of them.
No. Oh, okay, all right.
No, I was just saying, like, for kids, I think the biggest thing is there are times when there's some ambiguity with the rules. So with kids, they like that. Ambiguity is good because they don't have any real, it's hard, you can't keep anyone accountable if the rules are not, and the expectations are subject to interpretation.
True.
And you keep, so how do you keep someone accountable?
But
sometimes you can stay up to a one, sometimes it's two, sometimes you can have this, sometimes you can't.
But I think that's life. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes, I mean, there are, that's, sometimes it's sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes that's annoying.
But I mean, like, sometimes I want, maybe one weekend, I say you can have one sleepover a weekend. Well, maybe that weekend they've got all kinds of stuff going on. There's going to be no sleepovers.
No, and I know, maybe, but you're like, you take these, you take, you, you tend to sometimes take these things and it's like, well, no. Well, I mean, what if that, you know, what if, you know, this one specific instance, circumstance, like what if there's a, you know, solar eclipse and then
all of a sudden,
and you're like, so we can't implement that,
that is
rule
not true.
A solar eclipse
it's
once
not true.
Every 10 years.
I mean, it happens with kids. It happens like daily. What like does? Like today. Like today's what supposed does? To be family day. Well, today's family day and you're here for about 3 hours doing podcasts. And then the kids are gone to graduation ceremonies for their friends.
For their friends, yeah.
From like 4 to 6 or 7. Right. So that's family day. I mean, that's sometimes things can't always happen the way we want them to.
But I think what I'm trying to say is that if the clearer you can have with the expectations, the more likely it is to work. Versus,
right.
And even though there are going to be times when, like today, family day didn't work. But if they know that, hey, Sunday is allocated for X, Y, and Z, and this is gonna this is how we roll on Sundays.
Most of the
barring
time.
Barring the one or two situations when we'll let you know. Instead of like, you're getting up, we have friends waking up, or like, they're not expecting to have Sunday dinner tonight, or whatever. But whereas the default should be Sunday dinner is at 7 o'clock Sunday night, and we're all getting together. And that's our family time. And
yeah.
Then, you know what I mean? And by the way, it's also a time to do some chores and to help us around the house and get ready for the week.
Right.
Right? Because we got to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So why can't they start to get into the habit of preparing for their week versus us doing all of it, and then they just kick back and grab a latte and laugh at us?
Well, I mean, true.
I'm just saying. It's possible that...
Yeah, no, I think that they should do some things. They do. Actually, gosh, it sounds like we say this a lot on the podcast. What number podcast is this for us?
11.
Like 10?
Well, no, it's like it's only like the fourth for you and I.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying like we say that a lot. Yeah, they should do chores.
So I think, what's that? Well, I mean, that's true. We just talked about that this morning. It's like, you know, because when we talk, right? When we talked about, like for me, I need to have, okay, so what are we doing? When are we doing it? It's like my old, like the business days. It's like, okay, I just need to know when we're doing it, who's responsible, and then when the due date is. And then we're good. I'm good until that time comes. So when you and I talk, it's different because it's like, it's hard for me to communicate that. I'm saying, okay, so I'm a little bit too harsh. So you're going to put together a chore list for the kids. Great. Days go by, nothing. You don't communicate back to me how it's coming, where we're at. So it's frustrating for me to ask, hey, Steph, you know that chore list? Because we're going to implement that to make some changes. Remember what we agreed to? Okay, yeah. Thursday, it'll be done. Thursday, we'll do it. So then Thursday comes around this week, and I said, so where are we at? Yeah, no, it's good. It's real good. Okay. Like, what do you mean? Well, Ella's going to start doing this. But it's very vague and we never really got back together. So I'm just curious, how does that work for you? Like on your end?
Cause I'm busy.
Okay. So it's not like, I'm not misinterpreting something.
No, I mean, I think that just life gets busy and the kids are busy and we're running around with our head chopped off and
right.
Like the rest of the world. And so some things keep falling to the wayside and that's it. But I mean,
But something as important as that, and certainly something like, you know, where we agree to do certain things, like, because tomorrow, I guarantee you'll be like, hey, we need to get that electrician for the pool. It needs to be in today. And then I'm going to be like, where is he? Did you call him? And I will, and I'll do it. But then,
well,
I come back and say, how's that chore list coming? Because we don't want it to be like this. Okay, quid pro quo. I'll pay for the electrician for the pool if you follow
through
on your discipline. Jeez,
that's the second time you. Is that your new motto? Quid pro quo.
My new motto.
Or like your, you know, thing you go by in life. It's like you do something for me and I do something for you. Isn't that what that means?
Well, yeah, that's what it means. I'm just saying, but I'm not sure if that's my motto.
Oh, I know, but it's come up like numerous times. I've heard it like because numerous times been, in the past like well, few days. I've never heard it before
relevant.
In my life.
Well, because it's been relevant the past
I never
few
even
days.
Heard that
it's
saying
like,
before.
Well, Jacob, we're going to try and we're going to.
He did it to you today.
Over, he wants to sleep over this time. Okay, well, that's good. That's out of the norm. So why don't we do this? If he does that, then he can come here Sunday and help me put lights up at the apartment.
Right? That was a good one.
What? It was.
Yeah, it was.
And it worked. And he called me today and
I know.
Rescheduled. I would have fired him long ago if he was employee. Hey, I'm calling in sick again. Why? What's going on? My buddy's graduation and I don't know. I want to go to that instead. Oh, all right. Well, hold on. Let me just find a fill-in for you. Since it's your buddy's graduation, and you're a junior, or what? He's a junior.
He's actually almost a senior, Phil.
Aunt. I think we're having an ant infestation. So anyway. So what do you think? Or where are we going to go with this? In terms of tools and techniques and stuff, I mean, we're having a hard time basically with this whole thing.
Yeah. Can people comment on these things anywhere?
I hope so. Yeah.
I mean, people should give us some advice.
Well, this is a catalyst for conversation. That's why we're trying. So those of you
maybe
who have
some people have
those
really
of you
great
who are
ideas.
Raising teenagers, provide some feedback. I think, one of the things I'm learning is A, don't get so emotional because the reality is they are teenagers. They're supposed to push back. They're supposed to be selfish. They are supposed to be rude sometimes.
And you have to give them the reins to do things. I mean, you can't, follow them around. And, you hear some parents, I'm never letting my kid do X, Y, or Z. Well, you know what? It's not going to serve them really well when they leave for college next year. When all of a sudden they're all out on their own and
well, that's the science we're trying to figure out, right? I mean, it's like how loose do you let the rope go?
Right.
That's the reality. Because if you let it too loose, guess what? Shit happens.
Yeah, exactly.
That you cannot take back.
It's true.
Sometimes you make choices as a teenager if the rope is too slack and there's
no
supervision.
That's what I keep telling them.
That you make a decision that's there forever.
Yeah, I'm like, don't fuck up your life.
Well, you can't put certain times, there are certain things you do that you can't put that toothpaste back in. It's hard.
That's true.
And so we're trying to find a balance between, mentoring and guiding them and giving them some freedoms to make choices that they learn from and grow from. But at the same time, you don't want it to be so far that you're putting them in an environment where they're more likely to have major, major issues. And so that's all. So we're just struggling with having that balance.
Yeah, it's true.
And I think I've got the right balance. And
you think you have the right balance.
I'm just kidding. That's not true.
Well, possibly.
So do you.
That's true. I do have the right balance.
Well, Phil, you think you're right. Well, yeah, you think you're right. It's like, yeah, listen, this is what we're doing with the kids. It's like what we talked the other day. It's like, yeah, it's great that we're joint parenting now. That's nice. And then when she comes in, okay, so this is what we're doing. So I talked to Jacob, and this is what we're going to implement. What do you think? I already implemented it, but what do you think? Well, I don't really like it. Okay, well, good. Anyway, want to run down and get some milk at the store?
Toodaloo.
It's like, because I was saying the other day, it's nice. It's even though, like, if your opinion or my opinion's wrong or right, we don't know. So how can you say that?
I just thought I'd wean you in carefully since you've only been at it for like a year or so.
But you can also just say, like, literally, like, you can actually hear what I'm saying. Like, hey, what do you think? Like, do you think maybe they shouldn't have sleepovers for two weekends because of this
thing
that they
did.
Yeah,
it's so interesting.
Well, you know what? Yeah, that's a good point. Let me think about that, Phil. Or, that's a good suggestion. It's not even like, it's like, no.
Well, hey, I thought about it this morning when you were saying things. I was like,
with
let
respect
me think about
to what?
That.
Which
part? I don't know what we're talking about. I think the chore thing or something. But actually, it's interesting. You were gone for so long, and I parented alone often. When it was kind of, not easy, but easier. And now it's not quite so easy to parent. And now we're trying to do it together. And during the hardest time.
Right. The universe has done that to us on purpose because of how important it is at this time. And the benefits to our children for us to come at it from a unified front.
Yeah.
Because like, we know it's not, we know they're the ones that are going to benefit from this.
That's true. They don't really like it, but they're learning.
You got to, and there's got to be some collision along the way, right?
Yeah, that's true.
If you had a more laid back personality, maybe there
wouldn't
be. Yeah,
I wonder how many collisions most families have.
It depends on the personality types of the couples, right? We talk about that. A lot of times, like, you know, personality profile wise, if you think about, you know, if you're not if you're confrontation adverse, meaning like you will do whatever it takes to just avoid confrontation, a lot of times then you don't necessarily, it's very difficult to tackle the issues that you're feeling, you know, like you'll gloss over or to avoid confrontation you may not address certain issues,
right? But maybe that, since they're not confrontational too, it just like kind of rolls off them and they're like, ah, whatever.
Well, true, but I feel like in you know, again, this is personality maybe, but I guess if you have an issue, you can't not have the issue. If you feel it, you need to say it.
That's
if you need
true.
To feel it, then your spouse, because that is intimacy. And we talked about that the other day. It's like intimacy is not, well, I'm going to share some things with you, which is like, you know, because that's part of where things go south. Is it's if I'm going to share some things about my finances with you, I'm going to share some of my feelings, only the ones that I think you're going to approve of. I'll share those feelings with you. Well, what if you're feeling scared and upset as a man? You don't want to share that with your spouse, and I don't. And so I'm learning to maybe show some more vulnerability at times.
Why don't you?
Why don't I? Because that's just part of the, that's just been difficult for, and I think in general, men have a hard time showing those, that level of vulnerability. We want to be the source of strength in that environment.
So
we don't want to show any sign of weakness in a family environment with our spouse. We're like the rock. Okay. But the reality is we're human. We have fears. We have
So
are
you
anxiety.
Just trying to make the wife not worry about things?
Well, yeah, you just, it's like you are taught
macho?
To handle shit. You're taught to just handle it. So you don't share that with people like, Zach, am I right here? Am I on target? Yeah.
Zach says yes.
Yeah. Like we're just not, that's just how we've been raised, and right or wrong. Those are the things that we're, I think, trying to open up for the next generation to realize it's okay. You know, like, it's okay to be vulnerable, and that's where intimacy comes in. I mean, if we're married, it's because you're okay with that.
I wonder if this generation will be the same.
Huh?
I wonder if this generation of boys are kind of the same.
Depends on how much work
we
do.
This generation is kind of wimpier than our generation, I think.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Wimpier in terms of what? Like physically wimpier, mentally wimpier?
All of it. Like, well, I think lots of them. I mean, not lots of them, but I mean, kids expect a lot more these days. You know, you hear all these stories, they go off to college, and usually when kids go to college, the parents really are not involved. It's like, see you later. They don't talk to their teachers or professors, and you hear a lot of that stuff. Professors saying, oh yeah, parents are calling, and jobs, they're calling their bosses and stuff. You hear that, those stories often.
Well, yeah, no, that is true. That is, there's no
doubt. So I mean, like, wimpier in that sense. It's like they can't take care of themselves. So I wonder...
It depends. It's a problem and a blessing. It's a problem if you are not someone who takes responsibility for your own actions. But if you are even a moderately aggressive millennial coming out of school, like meaning like you're taking responsibility, you're going to go after some stuff, your chance of success now is way higher because
your
competition is not
is lower
aggressive,
right?
You know what I mean. They're expecting to walk in, and the reason is, it's reality. I mean, we see it every day. I mean, it's to some degree, kids are like, if they forget their lunch, there's like all of a sudden there's a fresh hot Subway sandwich at the vice principal's office.
God.
I mean, seriously, I'm not saying, I mean, okay, yeah, you may have done that on occasion. You may have done that a couple of times. But the point I'm saying is, like, that's, multiply that by 10, you know, or 20 or whatever. I mean, I think there are some facets of that are like, kids are like, I mean, just I don't know, just in general.
But so I wonder if, because kids are like that more these days, that they would share their feelings easier, like with their spouse, because they don't kind of take responsibility, or maybe they're...
I don't know about that.
No?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think that just, that would come from whether or not, you know, you've learned that, or, you know...
Like, they're not as aggressive. They're not like, you know, the boys maybe aren't as aggressive these days as back when we were kids. Hmm. But maybe I'm off. Could not be true.
That I don't know. Hmm. Can't answer that for you.
Guess we'll find out.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I guess in terms of this episode of the Phil Henry Show, we have no idea how to raise teenagers. We're doing our best, and it's difficult. It's stressful. It's you know, there are joys around it for sure, to see them start to grow, and but I would say for the most part, probably not my most favorite time.
I think it's like summertime. It's like summer kind of hit us in the face last weekend. And there were kids, like lots of stuff going on. And we were like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, now they're going to be home like all the time.
That's was like really the first time that we were kind of really got a good like whack in the face of teenagehood.
Basically, it screamed, you and Steph need to have a sit-down meeting like now. It's like, I always think it's like,
okay, wake up.
This deal's going south bad. Pull the troops in, get them to the table, bring them to the boardroom. Bring them to the boardroom. We've got an issue.
True. Our family meetings are so dumb.
Right. Oh, here it comes again. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh dear.
All right. Well,
but I guess I don't mind it that much.
What's that?
I don't mind it that much.
No, I mean, I don't know. It's just,
they're like kind of like little adults.
It's just different. Yeah.
Hmm.
But
I would take any tips.
But you're doing you are doing a good job. You're a good mom. You're doing a good job.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
You too. Actually, you did have the best. What night was that? We won't get into the details of it, but that was your best parenting moment ever.
Yeah, that was a nice text. That was your best parenting moment ever. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah. That was so nice.
Yeah. All right. Well,
good job.
With that, thanks everybody, and remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel so we can start to get our subscribership up from the 20s into the 30s. That's a lot of lives.
That's your goal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Got to put milestones out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Sounds good. See ya. Bye.